Good evening. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. To begin, and to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
1942.
Thank you very much. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
I have a master's degree.
Thank you very much. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian? Thank you. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
When thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
I'm very satisfied.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Now, below there is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three. Healthcare, homelessness, jobs and the economy, the cost of housing and rent, public transportation, inflation and the cost of living, city services like trash pickup, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, corruption in city government, crime, and public.
I'd say three. The opioid crisis with drugs, the homeless, and there's one other there.
We have also crime and public safety, public school funding, and gun violence.
Gun violence, yeah.
Which one? I'm sorry.
Gun violence.
I hear you very well. Gun violence. Okay. Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or have never heard of that person or group, please just let me know. The first one is the Philadelphia Police Department.
I'd say 10.
That was how much?
10.
10?
Great. Favorable, yeah.
I'm so sorry, I hear you very far away. I don't know if... Hello?
Yes?
Yes. You said between 0 and 10?
I said 10.
Oh, 10. Thank you very much. What about SEPTA?
I'd say 5.
The Governor Josh Shapiro?
10.
Your local police officers?
10.
Council member Kenyatta Johnson?
Don't know.
Never heard of her?
No.
Okay. The next one is the Philadelphia Department of Streets?
I don't know.
Never heard of it, or do you not feel...
No, never heard of it. Never heard of them. We've only lived here a little over a year, so I don't know a lot of the people.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. What about District Attorney Larry Krasner?
I'd say 5.
Mayor Sherrill Parker?
10.
The Philadelphia City Council?
I don't know.
Never heard of them, or...
I don't know them.
Okay. The next one, and the last one on the list, is Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
Don't know.
You don't feel in the scale or never heard of him?
Never. I'm not familiar with him at all.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Cheryl Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
I approve.
And do you strongly approve or just somewhat?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you agree or disagree with the following statements? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government.
I really don't know enough about them.
We do have a scale, if that helps. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree?
You could say somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphians' daily lives. After each one, please rate on a scale of 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood, where 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood, 5 means you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with the issue, and 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The condition of roads and infrastructure.
I'd say 7.
Public safety?
7.
The cost of rent?
I'd say 9.
9, thank you. And the next one is the quality of education in public schools?
I'd say 5.
Access to public transportation?
8.
Access to affordable housing?
7.
The availability of good paying jobs?
I'd say 9.
And the last one for the list is the condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
I'd say 9.
No, thank you very much. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year?
Better.
And would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Rising.
Thank you very much. Now, below is a list of goods or services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. Please select the 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when thinking about your expenses. You may select up to 3. Recreation and entertainment, gas, education, healthcare, including prescription drugs, groceries, public transportation, personal care, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, child care, paying down debt, or rent?
The ones I'm most concerned about?
Your top 3.
Gasoline prices, entertainment, and probably rent.
Thank you very much. Now, let's see, because we do have 2 separate ones. One is gas, and the other one is utilities, gas, electricity, and internet. Which one should I choose?
Gasoline,
okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
A few times a month.
Thank you. And do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department?
Too little.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We're just halfway there, but we're going to blaze it through. Thank you. Yeah. Now, here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing plans or doing or going to take action in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer in the city if the city implemented it. The first one is hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates.
Am I supposed to select one of those?
We want to know if that item would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer.
Yeah, I think
a
it
little
would.
Bit safer.
Somewhat safer.
Somewhat. Thank you. The next one is close the open air drug market in Kensington.
Close the what?
The open air drug market in Kensington.
I think is really important.
So would that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer?
Much safer, much safer.
Thank you. The next one is expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
Much safer.
The next one is begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
Much safer.
Aggressive pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
Much safer.
And the last one for the list is declare a public safety emergency in the city.
Somewhat safer.
Thank you very much. Now, in a few words, have you seen or heard about Major Cheryl Parker recently? Or what have you seen or heard about Major Cheryl Parker?
I know she's trying to, I think, clean up Kensington and some of the thefts on people's doorsteps and things like that. So it's all positive.
Okay, thank you, Kensington and some. Neighborhoods. Thank you very much. Just a moment.
Okay.
Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the City Council. Please indicate the two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select once again up to three. Foster small businesses and local jobs. Get guns off the streets. Hire more police officers. Invest in community development. Tackle the opioid crisis. Remove homeless encampments. Improve our schools and education. Improve the city's infrastructure. Support more affordable housing. Address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods. Reduce juvenile crime or improve public transportation.
I would say deal with the homeless, reduce the drug problem, and hire more police.
And hire more police. Let me just get this. You said remove homelessness encampments, improve public transportation. Was that the one?
Remove the homeless.
Remove the homeless. We need to get up to three. What would be the next one? Do you need them again?
The homeless, dealing with the drug problem, and hiring more police.
Oh, the drug problem. I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah,
okay, let me see.
That's okay.
Okay, so that was hire more police officers, tackle the opioid crisis, and remove homelessness and homeless encampments.
Yes.
Now, here's a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy. Where 10 means that you strongly support the policy, a 5 means you neither support nor oppose the policy, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. Once again, you may select any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
The first one is, add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victim advocates to better serve residents.
I'd say an 8.
Invest $119 million in new funding for our city public schools.
I'd say 7.
Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
I'd say 5.
The next one is add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods affected by crime.
I'd say 9.
The next one is invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal.
9.
Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
9.
Provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
10.
Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
I'd say 5.
And the last one for the list is invest in the resources needed to build 30,000 units for good quality housing across the city.
I'd say 8.
Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic era hybrid or work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work from home for city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full time?
I think they should be back in the office, yes.
So do you strongly support it or just somewhat?
I strongly support it.
Thank you. And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for needle exchange programs?
I really don't know enough about it. I really don't have an opinion.
The scale that we have is strongly support, somewhat support, neither support nor oppose, somewhat oppose, and strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose, I guess.
Thank you very much. And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which would keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of the trouble. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools?
I support it, strongly support it.
Thank you very much. And now we finally reach the classification portion of the survey. How often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Every day, a few times a week,
a few times a month.
Thank you. In politics, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thinking about your political approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat
liberal.
Conservative?
Very liberal.
Is it very? Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
I currently rent.
Rent. And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight? Lesbian or gay? Bisexual or something else?
Straight.
And do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
No.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for...
For Biden.
Biden, thank you. Now, before we finish, below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. Is it the Philadelphia Daily News, New York Times, local news stations, YouTube, TikTok, Fox News, Philadelphia Inquirer, CNN, Washington Post, NPR or Y, Power 99, Facebook, X or Twitter?
Well, generally it's CNN and MSNBC. I don't know if you have that.
Oh, then we can add it. MSNBC.
Yeah.
And the other one?
And the local TV, Philadelphia.
Local TV. Thank you very much.
TV.
Now, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,000, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $44,000, $45,000 to $54,000? $55,000 to $64,000, $65,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $84,000, $85,000 to $99,000, $100,000 to $249,000, $250,000 to $399,000, or $400,000 or more?
It's the one that's $100,000, whatever, $249,000.
Thank you very much. Now, with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation,
okay.
Sir, and have
sure.
A wonderful day.
You do the same. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.